Hi, this is the Practical Digital Strategies episode for September 24th about off-page SEO tips and how it's going to boost your search engine result page position. Okay, improving your SERP position in search engines, there's a lot of it is given to on-page optimization, optimizing your page for SEO. That's important, but off-page SEO is equally important. And I've got a Google document at the guyrcookreport.podbean.com. That Google document has got the six things to check. Let's get to it. Enhancing your backlink profile. Backlinks remain one of the best, most critical factors in off-page SEO. And here's how to make the most of your backlinks. Quality over quantity. Focus on acquiring backlinks from authoritative websites in your niche, whatever that might be. Tools like Moz, Domain Authority, and Ahrefs Webmaster Tools are going to help you identify high authority websites versus somebody that just put in a domain name. Okay? Leverage your broken link building. Find out any broken links you got. Maybe it's a result of somebody's certificate expiring. Their secure certificate's important to them. Making them aware that it's not working might be a gallon of gas in the tank. And then create link-worthy content. Content that naturally will attract backlinks. That's important to consider, an in-depth guide, something like this one, and then you can get a backlink to it. To master guest posting, that's the second one of the six I'm going to share with you today. Guest posting is more than just a way to build backlinks. It's a powerful method to increase your brand exposure, increase your authority, make for better recognition that you might know what you're talking about. So you want to do three things. Target high authority blogs, provide value with the content that you share, and optimize your author biography. Some of the guest postings allow you to have a link, and doing that the right way is having a complete and full biography for yourself. Number three, amplify your social media engagement. That means when you're using social media to build your brand, think of it as a way to drive traffic and enhance your off-page SEO efforts. You want to share engaging content, bring people to your site. Engage actively. Hey, if you're creating a conversation opportunity, you want to talk about maybe NFL football or something, you get a fan, talk to them. And then leverage influencers. If you get collaboration going with influencers in your niche, that's going to help your brand, your recognition, and at the same time give them credibility too. Don't be shy. You need to participate in forums and communities that are part of your niche, okay? So you're writing about, we talked about NFL a minute ago. Let's say that there's a community discussing your favorite team in the NFL. You want to identify relevant platforms. You can find forums or communities talking about your team. Your target audience hangs out there. And things like Quora or Reddit, anything that has a forum that people ask questions relevant to that niche. Okay, contribute value going back. Don't answer a question with, look at the book. Answer a question with something that's relevant to the conversation. Okay, include links naturally. So when appropriate, include links to your content. Maybe you've got a great post about that same team and put it in there. Okay. Number five in the list that I've got in the Google document, you can get to this document, like I said, if you go to the guyrcookreport.podbean.com. It's spelled out there. And number five, manage your online reputation. Now, this might be a job that you want to subcontract out, but let's talk about it anyway. Monitor reviews that you get for your content. Encourage positive reviews for your content and address negative feedback on your content right away. Okay? And like I said, that might be a part-time job for someone else. The politically correct title we're going to have is Leverage Competitor Insights. Okay, and the short version of that is see what the other guys are doing to make them stand out so well. Their offline SEO is giving them a big boost in their search engine result pages. So let's take a look at that. The elements to watch are: how do you analyze backlink profiles? There's tools to do that. Observe guest posting activities, find out where they're hanging their hats, making their pitch, and then make your own pitch on that high quality content to those same platforms. Evaluate social media strategies. You can look at the insights they're getting. Participate in the right community. So if you see an influencer and he's not in a particular forum or a group, then maybe you don't want to be either. Okay? So by leveraging competitor insights, that's how you're going to win. So off-page SEO, it's a multifaceted approach that is going to give you a lot of homework to do. You've got to work on your backlink profile, master guest posting, engaging actively on social media, participating in forums and communities. And sometimes those forums and communities will be in a social channel. Okay, like there might be a group that's in Facebook, for instance, as a public group. Anyway, and then manage your online reputation and leverage competitor insights. All of that, like I said, it's spelled out if you go to the guyarkreport.podbean.com. Look at today's date, September 24th. And then if you want to share this with friends or with your team members, you can scroll down after the words conclusion. You'll see a logo for Practical Digital Strategies. And right underneath that is the shortened with bit.ly share link for this Google Doc. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.